Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 84 of Ask Pat. I don't have a sponsor or link or resources to share with you today. I just have a favor to ask of you. If you had a moment, just a minute of your time, head on over to iTunes, look up Ask Pat, and leave an honest rating and review for the show. It helps out the show entirely. It helps us understand that we're doing a great job for you, and if not, what we could do better, but also helps with the exposure for the show to help get it in front of more people so we can help more people. So thank you so much for that. Again, Ask Pat on iTunes. Leave a quick rating and review. I appreciate you so much. And now let's get on to today's question from Mitch, which is about a retail site that he has and something he's doing online to help promote it and also what else he could do. So I know that sounds kind of vague, but let's just get to Mitch's question.
Hey, Pat, my name's Mitch, and I'm a longtime listener. You've actually inspired me to write an ebook, which thus far has generated well over $10,000 in passive income for me. So for that, I thank you very much and keep up the great work. My question is this. I own a retail store that has a very strong web presence. We're a small local retailer, but our website gets several thousand unique visitors every day. We use the website to brand ourselves as an expert and to invite people to come into our store to experience what we're all about. Once they get to our store, we have a very good chance of impressing them enough to make a purchase. With that kind of traffic, though, I know I'm leaving a lot of money on the table. I know I could do a better job of monetizing my website, and the ebook was part of that. I'm concerned about using AdWords because I don't want to promote my competition on my website, nor do I want to drive people away from my website. My question is, how could I do a better job of monetizing this kind of traffic without undermining the core purpose of my website? Thanks again, Pat, and keep up the great work.
Hey, Mitch, thank you so much for your question, and also a huge thank you for the kind words about what I've done for you to help you make even more money in your business, especially doing it passively. I love that. So thank you for that. I mean, that's why I do what I do, because I love to hear stories like that. And I hear them all the time on different levels. And it's just, oh, God, it makes me feel so good. So thank you, Mitch. I appreciate that. Now, to answer your question, leaving money on the table is something I know a lot of people do, and people do it for a number of different reasons. One is because they don't know what they could do. They have no idea how they might be able to tap into the audience that they've built, and so they are leaving money on the table. A lot of other times, people are afraid to take the plunge to then make money, and a lot of times, people are also doing it in the wrong way. So I'm really appreciative of this question, so I'm going to help you out by telling you that, A, you shouldn't do AdSense. If you have a retail site and you're selling things like ebooks already, I wouldn't put AdSense up on your site for the exact reasons that you mentioned. This is the exact reason why on greenexamacademy.com, where I sell ebooks and study guides and practice exams for people looking to pass that exam, I took AdSense completely off of that site because I didn't want to promote my competition, and I knew I could make more money by selling my own products or becoming an affiliate for products and other companies. Secondly, you're taking people away from your site. Not only are you promoting your competition, but when people click on those ads, this is the thing about ads, people. Ads are meant to be looked at. You know, especially with AdSense, people, I mean, you can't control what is going to be set up there. I mean, yes, the ads are going to be relevant to the content that you post on your particular page and wherever you have that ad located. That's how AdSense works. But you don't know what that copy is going to be like. You don't know how intriguing that copy is going to be. And if you have other stuff on your site that you want people to see and consume and buy, then you are kind of mixing the messages there when you had advertising on your site, any advertising really. So you got to really think about what it is that you want your audience and people who read your site and come visit your site to do. Do you want them to look away from the content that you've been writing and look at somebody else's stuff? Or do you want them to look at your stuff, develop a relationship with you, and buy your stuff? So that's a question you have to answer. And Mitch, it's obvious what that answer is for you. So I think AdSense would be a no-no on your site. I've taken it off of many sites that I've had it on, although there are other sites where it does provide value in a way that I can't, where I'm not promoting something of my own, so I'm happy to put those ads on the site and make money that way. For example, on securityguardtraininghq.com, if you go and visit that site. But let's keep focused on your particular site and your question, Mitch. The big question, how do you monetize your site without undermining the site's core purpose? Now, let's talk about core purpose for a second, and I think that'll help guide us as far as how else we can monetize any of our sites. Core purpose should be to serve an audience. It should be to make things, you know, I'm going to mention three C's here, three things that I want you to think about in terms of monetizing your site that all start with the letter C that can help take it to that next level and help you continue and actually provide even more value than you might be providing already. These are things that I see a lot of people really don't grasp or understand. The first thing is classes. You want to think, if you can, and if it's relevant to your niche, is classes. Is, you know, you have ebooks, and a progressive step from there is classes. So providing the same information that might be in that ebook, or perhaps there are other ebooks that you could write down the line, maybe turning those ebooks into classes where it's a little bit more higher quality as far as the way that that information is consumed. Not only is it just text, but it's video and proper instruction. Are there moments where it would just make sense to show people in your audience how to do something on video where it might be harder or more difficult to understand with just text only on like a PDF? If that's the case, then a class would be the way to go. So having people log into a site, for example, that you have, you know, you'd have to set up a membership area on your site. And you know, I don't want you to think about it as membership. I mean, that is another way, and I'm going to talk about that in the second C, but I just want you to think about delivering content in a way that's more valuable than just text only. You could even take the ebook that you have and turn that into a more higher level premium course for people who really want to see how to do it is what it is that you're teaching them to do. Think of sites like lynda.com, lynda.com. It's an amazing site that people go to as a resource to learn via video. And people pay a lot of money to watch quality content by instructors who know what they're talking about. Experts, like you said, Mitch, you've established yourself as an expert in this industry. Now it's time for you to put your face and your voice and your video on your site and sell that as a package to help people accomplish a specific problem that they have. And I think that's a really, really big thing to think about when it comes to classes. What are the biggest problems and pains that your audience has, and how can you provide a high-level premium solution to help solve that problem? Maybe you provide them multiple solutions, different levels of premium quality. For instance, maybe on the low end, it's the ebook. On the middle end, it's an ebook with some worksheets and work guides and stuff like that. And then the third level, the highest premium level, has the videos. And maybe it even incorporates calls with you, you know, a webinar, for example, once or twice, you know, and that could be huge. You know, people want to interact, and getting that access to you to ask questions on something like a Google Hangout would be huge and something people would pay massive value for. So that's the first C I want you to think about, classes. Can you add in some way classes or higher quality content that might include video on your site. That could be done live via Google Hangout. You could have live Hangouts that people pay a fee to have access to, and then you could maybe even record those and sell those over time for a smaller price than it would be to have somebody on live, since they'd be able to interact with you. Or they could be pre-recorded and run through like an online course. The second C I want you to think about is community. Now, not all niches will be perfectly suited for monetizing a site by building a community. I mean, yes, you want to build a community around your site anyway, but there are opportunities on many niches to have people pay to have or become a more close-knit part within that community. You know how, for instance, John Lee Dumas from Entrepreneur on Fire, he has Fire Nation. Those are people who listen to his show. He just calls them Fire Nation. But he has a community within Fire Nation, and his site is entrepreneuronfire.com. He has a community within that nation called Fire Nation Elite. And these are people who pay a significant amount of money to become almost a member and become a more close-knit community within that larger community that are able to interact with each other, who are able to interact with John, and they all help each other out. And so that could be something interesting if that lends itself to your niche, Mitch. So that is something I would definitely explore if that makes sense. If you have completely active people on your site leaving tons of comments, emailing you all the time, people begging for more help or just wanting to connect with each other, then establishing a premium community is something that might be worth worth exploring. And that is definitely something that could add to your site's core purposes, you know, and not undermine it, of course, because it's only adding value to the things you're already teaching and bringing the community together. Now, the last C I want you to think about, and this is just an overall sort of letter C thing to for anybody out there, something I learned very quickly when I started doing online business was people pay for convenience. So how do you monetize your site without undermining the site's core purpose? How do you make things more convenient for your audience? And that plays into the previous two C's. Well, maybe classes or courses or bringing the community together in some way or form or something like that. That is a way for people to have convenience. But that alone will help your gears in your head think about what else can you do to provide and serve your audience, because people will pay for convenience. Even if things are already on your site, if there is a more convenient way to consume that information, people will pay for it. Quick story. When I started greenexamacademy.com and I actually just wrote all the content for free. It was like that for over a year and a half. I had written everything I wanted to write on that site for free, because it was actually a site that I created for myself to help me pass the lead exam. Well, eventually I wanted to monetize that site. This was after I got laid off. And I had already written everything that people needed to know. And so I went to a mastermind group that I got connected with, and they said, Pat, people pay for convenience. Package everything that you have on your site in a nice little PDF download ebook, sell it, and I swear people are going to buy it, because people pay for convenience. It's not convenient to go on a website and flip through every single page or watch every single video. You know, it's convenient for people to download one thing with a specific purpose to solve a particular solution, and it's all right there. And I listened to them, and I published the ebook. I wrote it in about a month and a half, about 2 months. Most of it was just making it look nice, because again, all that content was there. I added a few little things for bonuses, and it started to sell really well. And out of, I want to say, over 15,000 copies sold, I've only gotten one or two complaints about people saying, hey, this is the same information that's free on the site. I want my money back. So it worked. And it was because people pay for convenience. So again, those three C's I want you to think about to make sure you're monetizing your site without undermining the site's core purpose is classes, you know, how to take that content that you're creating in your ebooks or other things on your site that you were thinking about creating an ebook for. How can you take that even further and provide that content in a premium way through videos or online courses or things like that? Again, you might be doing your audience a disservice by not having those things, and you'd be making things more convenient, which is the third C we talked about, by doing that. Second C was community. Is there a way to bring your community together and have them, you know, people want to be with other people. And people, especially if you're in a very hot niche, want to talk about that thing with everybody else, because there is, you know, you want to become the resource for that particular niche. And it sounds like you're like that already, Mitch. Now it's time to bring the people within that niche together, if possible, because a lot of people are searching for areas to talk about these things that they love and that they're passionate about. Perhaps it might work on your site to bring those people together and have them pay a little bit of a fee to do that. Lastly, like I said, convenience. So Mitch, I hope that answers your question. Thank you so much for supporting what I do. And thank you for all of you listening for checking out the show. If you have a question you'd like answered, head on over to askpat.com. You might get a t-shirt just like Mitch will for having his question featured here on the show. Of course, I would love a review on iTunes if you had some time right now, right after the show. Head on over to iTunes, look up Ask Pat, leave an honest review and rating for the show. It helps out so much. And the quote of the day, which I always end with today, is from Christopher Columbus, sailed the ocean blue. That's not the quote, but the quote is, "You can never cross the ocean until you have the courage to lose sight of the shore." Thank you so much, and thank you to successshirt.com, not plural, just successshirt.com, for supplying all the Ask Pat t-shirts. You can even buy one there right now if you wanted to, if you can't wait for your question to be featured here on the show. So again, successshirt.com. Thank you so much. I appreciate you all. Take care. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.